Let's look at a few Bible passages.
我们还是翻到以赛亚书三十七章。
Let's still turn to Isaiah 37.
以赛亚书三十七章第三十一节。
And verse 31.
三十七章第三十一节。
37:31。
由大家所逃脱余剩的人要往下扎根，向善结果。
And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
约翰一书第二章。
And then 1 John 2.
约翰一书第二章。第二十七节。
1 John 2:27。
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，是有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要在按着恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received of him abide in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, you shall abide in him.
马太福音第十二章。
Then Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音第十二章第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音第十二章第八节，因为人子是安息日的主。
For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day.
人子是安息日的主。
Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day.
我们翻到前面一章第十一章。
Then chapter 11.
二十八、二十九节。
28-29.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of meFor I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
最后翻到希伯来书第四章。
And then Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
新约的希伯来书第四章第十一节。
4:11.
我们只读上面一句话哈。
We're just gonna read the first half.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息。
Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest.
所以我们要竭力进入那安息。
We need to labor to enter into that rest.
我仍然要跟弟兄姊妹交通到扎根结果子。
I still want to share on being rooted and bearing fruit.
我希望弟兄姊妹已经能够记得我过去提过的几件事情。
I hope you remember what I have mentioned in the past few times.
我们要读圣经。
We have to read the Bible.
我们是需要有神话语的喂养。
Because we need the nourishment from the word.
读圣经不是只为了增加知识。
Reading the Bible is not to increase our knowledge.
因为我们需要，圣经是他的话，我们需要读，我们属灵生命才会长。
The Bible is his word, and we have to read so that we can grow.
第二个，神的话成为我们的引导。
And then the second is the word of God is our leading.
我们人生太多要做选择的了。
There's so many decisions to make in our life.
你根据什么做选择的？
What's the basis for your decision?
你根据父母。
Is it your parents?
你根据朋友。
Or maybe your friends?
你根据你的导师。
Or maybe your advisor?
或者一些什么职业的人。
or career professionals.
但是我们今天我们所根据的是神的话。
But today we are under the guidance of God's word.
没有神的话成为我们的坐标的话，我们没办法做选择的。
Unless the word of God is our guidepost, we cannot choose.
所以我们需要读圣经。
And that's why we need to read the Bible.
我们需要祷告。
And we need to pray.
我只提了两件事，我们一个是求。
First, I also mentioned prayer, which is asking.
因为我们在地上，我们是无依无助的人。
Because here on earth, we are without dependence.
这个世界不为我们效力的。
Well, this world is not working for us.
但是我们的主做我们的后盾。
But, you know, our Lord is our refuge.
所以我们要照他的心意来求。
And so we need to ask according to his will.
第二个，我们要跟主能够讲话。
Second is we need to be able to talk to our Lord.
我想到江弟兄这段时间说操练灵的信息里面。
In the messages from Brother Kong about exercising our spirit.
上最后一堂他还是讲到读经跟祷告。
Even in the last session, he still mentioned reading the Bible and praying.
不要讲我们要讲的道信息好像有多高多深。
No matter how deep or how high the message is,
读经跟祷告是最基本的一个操练。
Reading the Bible and praying are the basic exercises.
如果这个我们随便的让它过去的话，
If we let these two things just go by carelessly,
那你的生活基本上是照你要怎么样就怎么样。
Then your life is going according to what you want.
我怎么决定就是我怎么决定。
How I decide the way I want to.
我们只有越来离我们的神越远。
And then we get further and further away from our God.
我上次提过聚会的重要。
I also mentioned the importance of gathering together.
聚会最要紧的，主你在吗？
The most important thing is, Lord, are you here in the gathering?
操练灵这个也是让我们说，主你在吗？
So exercising the spirit help us determine whether the Lord is present.
我们讲的人，听的人都有一个呼求的主，你要在我们的聚会当中。
Both the one speaking and the one listening, both want the Lord to be present.
因为主在，我来聚会是太宝贵的事。
And because the Lord is here, coming here becomes a very precious thing.
主在，我来聚会，我的心不在，你损失够大。
Now, if the Lord is here, even if you're present, but your heart is not here, then you have a big loss.
当然，你不来，你损失铁大。
Well, if you don't come, or your loss is very big.
但是你来了，你的心不在，照样是损失。
Now, even if you are here, but your heart is not here, the same thing, you have a great loss.
因为在聚会中，主有话要对我们说的。
Why? Because in the meeting, the Lord has something to tell you.
我个人到主面前，没错，主也有话对我说。
Truly, we come before the Lord by ourselves. The Lord wants to speak to us.
但在聚会中主要说话，那是更能够进入我们的心的。
But in the meeting, when the Lord says something, it enters it into us even more.
我们来到主的，来到聚会中，我们跟主说，主，我要得到你要在这里给我的恩典。
When we're here, we want to say to the Lord, Lord, I want the grace that you want to bestow upon me.
我在聚会中，我要主，你有要对我说的话，让我听得见。
Whatever you want to say to me in this meeting, Lord, let me hear it.
在聚会中，还有一个我们能够蒙到保护。
And then another thing is in the meeting, we are protected.
说不要小看聚会的事情。
So do not belittle gathering together.
所以我们是要花点时间。
Yes, we need to commit our time.
这个时间是值得我们花上去。
But this time is worth spending.
我上次也开始讲的第四个点。
I also mentioned the fourth point.
我们要走里面的道路。
We need to walk the inward way.
我刚刚今天跟你们所读的所有圣经都是关于这一点。
All the Bible verses that I've read is related to this.
我们今天蒙恩的就是走里面的道路。
Today, when we walk this way, we are walking the inward way.
我们刚刚信主，我们就是什么叫做里面的路。
When we first believe, we say, what is the inward way?
我们会觉得这很玄的，不实在。
To us, this is abstract, and it seems to be not practical.
但是许多的东西都是我们里面的才叫真，外面的可以装的。
But actually, everything, it depends on the inward, because outwardly, you can always pretend.
所以我提到了什么是外面的路。
And so I have also mentioned what is the outward way.
我们现在信主了，外面的路就守规条。
Outward way is meeting some rules.
我们希望有人告诉我一二三四五怎么做，我就照着做。
We like people to tell us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we just follow those rules.
这简单呐、
啊。This is easier.
对，我们教孩子也是一二三四，那我们这个跟着主也是一二三四。
We teach our children 1, 2, 3, 4, and the same thing.With the Lord, we want to follow rules.
这是外面的路。
That is the outward way.
我们今天不是来守规条。
Today we're not here to observe some regulations.
因为圣灵已经住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in us.
我们刚刚读的那个圣经说，神的恩膏在我们的里面。
We read the verse that the anointing is in us.
是从里面教我们的，不是外面的规条来教。
And the anointing is teaching us from within, not from without.
外面的路，第二个讲理由。
The second thing about outward way is reasoning.
我们谁不讲理由的？
Who of us do not reason out?
这个 Jacob 是最厉害，小小就很会讲理由。
Jacob, even though he's very young, he's very good at reasoning.
妈妈教得好。
The mom taught him well.
我的孩子呢就会完没话讲就哭，因为讲不过你了。
Other kids, they don't reason out because they feel they cannot overpower your reasoning.
我只发现 Jacob 是好多理由一浪过一浪的过来。
But Jacob seems to have a lot of reason. He can.His reasoning is one after another.
那我们爱讲理由。
We like to reason out.
我们到神面前说不合逻辑。
We say to the Lord, this is not logical.
方式不对。
This is not the right method.
我们很难说主，真的是你要这样做。
We cannot say to the Lord, oh, you really want to do it like so?
那读圣经说凡有的就加给他，没有的连他所有的全部拿走。
And the Bible said, if you have, it's going to be added to you, and if you don't, then what you have is going to be taken away.
这是我们做人的原则吗？
Is this the principle that we live by?
我们做人说你穷你没有，我尽量给你啊。
The way we think is if you're poor and you don't have, I'll give you
more. 你有了就不用再拿了嘛。
And if you already have, don't take more.
你看你读圣经读到那句话，你就懵了。
But when you face that verse in the Bible, you're stumped.
凡有的还要加给他。
If you have, more is going to be given.
你没有的，把你现在有的全拿走。
And if you don't, whatever you have left is going to be taken away.
所以如果我们走外面，我们接受不了这段话了。
If you are walking the outward way, you cannot accept this saying.
我们要明白神的意思在讲什
么。We need to understand the meaning of our Lord when he said this.
如果主今天给我们的，我们不好好为主用，到那一日全拿走。
So today, whatever the Lord gives to you, if you're not using it for him, on that day, it will be taken away from you.
但是主今天托给你的。你愿意好好的运用，那日还有更多加给你。
But whatever is committed to you, if you use it faithfully, that day more is going to be given.
第三个外面就用方法。
And then the third, outward way is using methods.
我跟你讲啊，当有什么事情要出来，你才发现人怎么有这么多种的方法。
When something happens, you will discover people have adopted a lot of methods.
我可能太简单了。
Maybe I'm very simple.
我就是只有一两个方法做就是。
I have one or two ways.
但是当我一告诉大家要做什么，要什么样的时候。
But when I tell other people what we're going to do.
我发现这方法是不停地涌过来，我说哪来这么多方法？
I discovered there's so many methods. I don't know where they come from.
我们喜欢方法。
We like to have methods.
为什么？
Why?
我们喜欢把事情做完。
We want to accomplish this
我们喜欢把事情做好。
And we want to do this work very good.
并且我们喜欢做efficient 怎么讲？非常有效的做好。
And we want to do it efficiently too.
所以我们很多方法出来。
And that's why we have a lot of methods.
当你发现我们来找主的时候，哎呦，怎么这么慢呢？
But when we come to the Lord, we discover why is it so slow?
所以我们这个哈是今天信主的人，这几样是我们的致命伤。
And so, for believers, these are very critical things for us.
我们喜欢守规条，找理由，用方法。
We like to follow rules. We like to reason, and we like methods.
所以我们今天要去掉这个。
So today we have to get rid of this.
不容易。
And it's not easy.
我们长大到今天就是用这些的。
Why? Because since we're growing up till now, this is how we are using it.
容易去掉吗？
Is it hard? Is it easy to get rid of them?
不容易。
Of course not.
所以我们最近给弟兄姊妹听江弟兄讲到这个操练灵的信息。
And that's why we shared with brothers and sisters Brother Kong's message on spiritual exercise.
第一个，操练良心。
First is to exercise your conscience.
良心是在灵里面。
Conscience is in the spirit.
神有个引导是让你良心平安还是不平安的。
The leading of the Lord is to let your conscience be at peace or not.
当你做什么事里面突然间有不平安，你是时候赶快停了。
If you're doing something and then all of a sudden you have no peace, you should stop immediately.
你要问主，你有话要跟我说吗？
You need to ask the Lord, what do you want to say to me, Lord?
我上次提了很多例子。
Last time I mentioned a lot of examples.
我有一个我想我没提到。
There's one I didn't mention.
你知道过去我忘记是在马来西亚还是在哪里，有个弟兄跟几个合伙人在做生意。
There's a brother in Malaysia and he has partners in business.
然后呢，有一天他的合伙人跟他要说请他吃饭。
And one day the partner said that they're gonna treat him out.
所以啊，他们去他家，所以他坐车到了他们的高楼大厦下面，进去大楼了。
So he took the car, went to the building, and he was in the ground floor of the building.
当他开始按电梯的时候，里面不是很对劲。
And before he hit the button on the elevator, he felt something wrong within.
当他进了电梯往上走的时候，他里面那个不平啊就越来越重。
And when he entered, lack of peace in him become greater and greater.
然后他出了电梯，这个到了那个家门口了。
And then he went out of the elevator and was in front of that apartment.
他要按门铃，他发现里面那个重担重到似乎不能按下去了。
And that heaviness within is so heavy he couldn't press the bell.
这个弟兄是有学习的。
This brother has some dealing with the Lord.
或者说他有真的有操练过。
Or he has exercised this kind of things before.
神主，你是不要我进去是吧？
And so he said, "Oh Lord, do you not want me to go in?"
所以他没有按门铃，拐头坐电梯走了。
So he did not press the bell, and he turned around and left.
过了一段时间。
After a time.
哇，就是合伙人 somehow 这个气消了，就跟他说了。
And so these partners probably they were not angry anymore, so they told him.
他说那天我们是准备把你毒死。
They said that day we were wanting to poison you.
那神自己把他拦住。
But the Lord stopped that.
良心是主一个对我们的保护。
Our conscience is our protection from the Lord.
我们最怕的一件事情 就是当我一意要去做的，很难停。
What we are afraid of is that when we want to do something, we just want to go ahead and we cannot stop.
你很难停下来。
It's very hard for us to stop.
你想想看你在生气的时候。
For example, when you are angry.
你正在做妻子，正在骂你骂你的弟兄的时候。
So, for example, you're the wife and you are scolding your husband.
Scolding, wow.
骂。
这个突然间里面有声音 ，OK， 该停了。
And then there's a voice and said that, you have to stop.
Yes, 给我讲完这一句再停。
Probably you said, well, let me have this last word.
我呀，这个不讲完不能停啊。
Without this last word, I cannot stop.
我们很难停的。
It's very hard for us to stop.
说良心是一个给我们操练。
And so, our conscience is something for us to exercise.
直觉。
Intuition.
也是在我们灵的里面。
It's also in our spirit.
你会发现我们跟人谈话，我们可能立刻有个印象 impression.
For example, when we talk to others, we have an impression.
神给我们灵里面有功用的。
There's function in our spirit.
我们过去有个弟兄坐飞机。
There's a brother who was on the plane.
坐在他旁边的人，他就注意看他。
And one beside him, he paid attention to that one.
他过了一下子，他能够知，基本上能够讲出他是做什么。
And he can tell what this person, you know, his profession is.
那每次都把那个人吓坏。
And so the person is always, you know, like.Surprised and scared, like how can he know?
然后呢，他就开始传福音了。
And then he will start preaching the gospel.
他一直求主说：“主，你给我一个 get 他的 attention 就是说有东西给他愿意跟我谈的。
He's always asking the Lord, like let him have something to start a conversation.
所以三个小时的飞机，他可以跟这个人谈很多。
And so 3 hours he can talk a lot with this person.
这要有一定操练的。
This requires exercise.
这个，我想马环也有这个本事哈。
I think马环 has this kind of ability.
这个丁老弟兄来我们家的时候，他说他在国内哪个病人进来，他都可以叫出他有什么病。
Brother Ding, he said that any patient who comes in, he can tell what is the sickness is.
其实我们大不了都逃不了那几种病。
There are only a number of sickness around and we cannot avoid them.
特别他在农村里面。
Especially, he's in the countryside.
这个人都给他哇神医。
And so the people's like, wow, he's such a type of faith healer.
这个，所以给他也能够在福音在那里传开的。
And so with that, he was able to preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们信的主有一个从神来的直觉。
So when we believe in the Lord gives us spiritual intuition.
我们会发现这个话有错。
We will discover that there is something wrong with this word.
但是我不知道错在哪里，但是听下去就是有错。
But I cannot discern what is wrong, but I know it's wrong.
这是让我们可以好好去寻求的。
And then we can go and seek the Lord.
或者我们发现这个话没错，但这个人有错。
Or maybe we say, there's nothing wrong with this word, but the person is not right.
就是江弟兄上个礼拜说的。
And this is what Brother Kong said last week.
我也跟弟兄姊妹有点交通了。
And I have shared with brothers and sisters.
就是这个人的灵不对。
And that is the spirit of this person is wrong.
话都对。
His words are right.
外面的做法都对。
Outwardly he's right.
看得非常的好。
And everything looks good.
非常的友善。
He's very nice.
非常的谦虚。
Very humble.
但是灵是不对的。
But the spirit is wrong.
所以我们弟兄上个礼拜提了几件事。
And so our brother mentioned a number of things.
你的灵可能是污秽的。
Maybe your spirit is defiled.
因为我们整天想的东西都在神以外。
Why? Because the things that you think of are outside of God.
只要在神以外的，你的灵都是污秽的。
As long as they're outside of God, your spirit is defiled.
所以我们弟兄说，你要有一个清洁的灵。
And that's why a brother said, you have to have a clean spirit.
我们太容易掉入一个误会的灵里面。
It's very easy for us to be in a defiled spirit.
现在不要想神说，这些人终日所想的都是恶。
The God said that everything, every time, they, whatever time they're thinking, it's all evil.
难道我整天想的都是犯罪吗？
Am I always thinking about sinning?
说不一定是犯罪。
No, not necessarily.
但是神说你整天所想的都是恶。
But then the Lord said, the whole time you're thinking about evil things.
所以你的灵是误会的。
And so your spirit is defiled.
你所想的都在神以外的事。
All that you're thinking about is outside of God.
然后第二个，他提到我们的灵是骄傲。
And then the second thing it says,our spirit is prideful.
你想我们哪一个的灵不骄傲？
Come to think of it, is there anyone who's not prideful in spirit?
你不会的，你不会骄傲。
You cannot even avoid to be proud.
但是你认为你会的，你对的，你灵里非常的骄傲。
But when you think you're right, your spirit is prideful.
这个带到第三个的灵关闭。
And then your spirit then is closed.
关闭有很多的原因。
There are many reasons why your spirit is closed.
我现在爱世界，我的灵是关闭的。
When I love the world, my spirit is closed.
我现在爱一个东西是神要我放的，我不肯放，我的灵也是关闭的。
There's something that I love, but the Lord wants me to let go. Still, my spirit is closed.
我今天不喜欢听这个人讲话，这个人讲话，我的灵也是关闭的。
Today I do not want to listen to this person, and so when this person speaks, my spirit is closed.
好多事都让我们灵是关闭的。
There are so many things that let our spirit to be closed.
我们今天要在神面前真的得蒙恩典。
Now, for us to receive grace,
我们灵需要打开的。
Our spirit has to be open.
我们发现朋友们会信主，因为他灵开始打开了。
When the friends when they can believe, it's when their spirits are open.
他们不会讲什么叫灵关闭，他们说有抵触。
They're not going to say their spirit is closed, but then they will say, I have resistance.
对不对？我跟你讲的时候有抵触，啥意思？我灵是关闭。
When they have resistance, their spirit is closed.
当他们说，哎，我现在抵触没有了，我的灵是开了。
When they have no resistance,then their spirit is open.
当他们开的时候，你发现他信主信得很快。
And when their spirit is open, it's very easy for them to
believe. 一个敞开的灵是能够接受来到主面前的。
A spirit that is open, can I have access to God?
但是我们灵是关的话，那什么都关在外面。
But when our spirit is closed, everything is closed to us.
当我们灵能够开的，你发现你灵是谦卑的。
When your spirit is open,You are humble.
你的灵是受教的。
Your spirit is teachable.
20 years ago, 当我们弟兄来到我们当中开一个特别聚会的时候
,20 years ago, when our brother came and had a special meeting,
他要走的时候他跟我说在你的聚会里面在你们这个聚会里面是铜墙铁壁。
He said that in your meeting, you have a wall of steel.
什么意思
What does he mean?
这里的人拼命抄笔记。
These people, they're all taking notes.
看得很专心。
When you look at them,
每个的灵里面是关的。
They're very diligent, but actually their spirit is closed.
他们讲出去的话，弹回来又给我听到了。
So when he speaks something, his words came back to him.
根本接受不了。
These words cannot be received by these people.
关闭的灵不是只对朋友们说的。
And so when we talk about a spirit that's closed, not only referring to friends.
关闭的灵也对弟兄姊妹说
的。A closed spirit is also of brothers and sisters.
铜墙铁壁不是因为我听不懂这些信息。
Now to have a wall of steel in your heart does not mean you don't understand the message.
铜墙铁壁是我灵关着，我不接受这些话。
When the wall of steel is in your heart, it means you don't, your spirit is closed and you don't accept accept this word.
我去过一个地方，我谈到有天国。
I went to a place and I talk about the kingdom.
有人的灵就是关的。
There are people there, their spirit is closed.
聚会后跟我说，你不可以谈天国。
And they come to me and they said, you cannot talk about this kingdom of heaven.
天国的是不是我们能够理解的。
It is not something we can understand.
关的。
And so they are closed.
我们对主的话的领会跟接受就大大打折扣。
And so we put a big question mark on God's word.
走里面的路，第一个，我们是要操练我们的灵的。
And so to walk the inward way, we have to exercise our spirit.
良心、直觉、交通。
And that is our conscience, our intuition, and our communion.
所以我们弟兄上次就特别讲这几点，就讲到交通。
And then our brother emphasized on communion last time.
Talk to him, 跟他讲话。
You need to talk to the Lord.
所以这个是祷告里面的一部分。
This is a part of praying.
所以我们要注意这个事情。
And so we need to pay attention to this.
第三个关于里面的啊，第二讲到里面的哈，就是安息啊，这个安息。
Another thing within is rest.
我已经跟你们读了这几个圣经了。
I have read all these passages already.
主说你要希伯来书作者说你要竭力进入安息。
Hebrew says you have to labor to enter that rest.
他特别讲说那安息。
And it's talking about the rest.
你要知道对犹太人来讲，安息日就是安息。
To the Jews, the Sabbath day is rest.
但是希伯来书作者说那不是最终的安息。
But then,The author of Hebrews say that Sabbath is not the ultimate rest.
还有一个安息。
There is another rest.
当讲到希伯来书里面提到对犹太人说他们要进迦南地是得安息。
Now to the Jews, entering Canaan is entering rest.
我们今天要得安息是来到主那里的安息。
Today we can have rest.If we come to the Lord,
我们今天要靠人，靠各样东西来得安息。
Today we like to depend on people or things to get rest.
我们要别人能够 promise 我，能够允许我，你一定这样做，我就安息了。
We want other people to promise us to do this or that, then we can have rest.
真正安息是我从主那里，我在主里面，我能够真的安息。
But The real rest is I can get rest from the Lord.
主耶稣说我是安息日的主。
Why? Because he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
不要只来守安息日。
You are not coming here to keep the Sabbath.
来找我就有安息。
You have to come look for me and you will have rest.
我们不要以为主日来聚会我就安息。
Don't think that just because you come on Sunday you will find rest.
我告诉你我读书的时候聚会我都不是很安息。
When I was studying and I come to meeting, I don't have rest.
我想到下个礼拜有几张 paper 要交，然后要考试，我就一点安息都没有。
Because I was thinking about the papers and tests next week, so I have no rest.
我就觉得聚会好长哦。
And I feel the meeting is very long.
我人是坐在那里。
Well, I was there.
我就希望赶快结束，赶快回家做功课。
And I hope that the meeting will be cut short so I can go home and do my homework.
我跟主说过，我不会停一个聚会的。
I promise the Lord I'm not going to miss any meeting.
这是我来美国的时候我跟主一个答应过主的事。
This is something I promised the Lord when I came to the U.S.
所以周末的聚会我没停过。
And so I never stopped the weekend meeting.
我想啊，这么多年读书我真的没停过这个聚会。
All these years of studying, I've never missed a meeting.
但是我有没有安息呢？我告诉你，常常没有安息。
But whether I have rest or not, well, I don't have rest most of the time.
当然，有些人来平常睡不着觉，来聚会睡着了，也很安息。
Some people they cannot sleep at home, but they sleep in the meeting. That's also resting.
这个不知道对那个弟兄来说，是不是他的道实在是催眠了？
Maybe the message of the brother. Is very calming for sleeping.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，不是来聚会的安息。
So for those who are heavy laden, they don't get rest because they come to a meeting.
我们都劳苦担重担。
We are all laboring and heavy laden.
可能像 Jacob 还没觉得劳苦。
Maybe Jacob still does not understand laboring.
但是我想慢慢再长大一点，已经觉得人生是劳苦。
But then as you grow a little bit, you understand that this life is full of laboring.
说是到我这里来，你才得安息。
But the Lord said, you come to me and you will have rest.
我们怎么得安息？
How do we have rest?
我想我提几件事情。
There are a few things.
第一个，感恩。
One is to be thankful.
你一天里面感恩的话多，还是埋怨的多？
Now in a day,are you thankful more? Are you complaining more?
你可能一天在外面上班都很感恩，回家，哎呦，太太做的菜太咸了。
Maybe at work you're very thankful, and then you come home, your wife's cooking is too salty.
你不小心就讲，哎呦，我今天怎么煮的这么咸？
And then you said, how come it's so salty?
你知道，你一天的这个感恩就突然间没掉了，开始第一句埋怨了，对不对？
Because then you are not thankful because you are already complaining.
埋怨呢、啊、是怎么讲 impulse 就从里面突然间会出来就是突然间就埋怨。
Complaining is something kind of impulsive. It just comes out.
我跟你讲、啊、我们习惯埋怨的。
We are very used to complaining.
永远是别人的错。
Because it's always other people's fault.
绝对不是自己错，哪有这么笨的？有人就是别人错。
If there is something, it's always other people's fault, not mine.
不会是自己错的。
It's not possible to be my fault.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要对所有的环境能够感恩的。
And so we have to be able to be thankful with any circumstance.
自从我太太跟我提过一个杯水半杯水的故事，这个看法之后。我就没改变过我的看法。
When my wife talked to me about a glass being half full, then I never changed my outlook.
你看，他已经 half full， 对不对？我就是半杯，我还没讲是满还是的。那一啊，你看着半杯是 half empty 还是 half full？ 就是半杯少了半杯，还是我还有半杯
？So when you see a glass with one half of the water。Do you look at it as half full or you do look at it as half empty?
这改变我们的心态。
This change our attitude.
我们看到，哎呦，你是满杯的，我只有半杯，埋怨。
When we look at other people who have a full glass and you only have half, you feel half empty, you are complaining.
但如果你能够看到，我不管你是满的，哎，我最少我有一半呢，感谢主。
But if you see others have a full glass and you have half, but you're thankful at least I have, then you can be really thankful.
道理很简单。
The doctrine is very simple.
但是我们今天有常常看的，我是半杯空的。
But today when we look, we always feel half empty.
这使我们成为一个埋怨的。
This make us one who is complaining.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们能够降杯。
We are willing to be lowly.
你真的能够降杯，你必须看到 ，Who am I？ 我是谁
？To be able to be lowly, you need to see who am I.
你必须看到，第一，我是蒙恩的罪人。
First, you have to see that I am a sinner saved by grace.
第二，如果不是主的怜悯与恩典带我走了这么多的路，我今天是一无所有。
And not.If it's not for God's grace, to lead me up to today, I have nothing.
有个弟兄被裁员了。
There was a brother who was laid off.
Totally took him surprise. 就是完全对他，这个，我被裁了。
It was a big surprise to him. He was taken by surprise. How could it be me?
非常的生气。
And so he was very angry.
他基本上要去理论。
And so he wants to go and argue with them.
他的同事说 ，Don't ask.
And the coworker said, "Well, don't ask."
不要问了，接受吧。
Just accept it.
因为他才半年前还多久刚升级。
Because half a year ago, he just was promoted.
半年后我被裁啊。
And then the next half of the year, he got laid off.
可见他里面完全都没办法安息，不服得下来。
And so within him, he cannot submit. He has no rest.
只是奇怪，他的同事会说，你还是不要问了，就走吧。
It's amazing that the coworker said, "Well, don't go ask. You just leave."
所以我们今天呢，我们会气，因为我觉得为什么是我？
Today we are upset and angry because we think why me?
我应该不错的。
You know, I'm pretty good.
我们今天在各样的环境的里面。
Under whatever circumstance.
我们总能够认定，所有发生在我身上都经过你的。
Everything that happens to me has gone through you.
没有经过我的主，没事会发到我。
Unless it passed through the Lord, nothing is going to happen to me.
既然主说好，那我就好了。
And if the Lord said it's good for me.
我们才能够安息。
And that's how we have rest.
不是圣经里面有人打你的右脸，你把左脸转过来给他打。
If you're hit on the right cheek, are you going to turn your left?
你有几个人会转过来？
How many people are going to do that?
我不还手已经算好了。
It's good enough that I don't hit you back.
主的路远超过这个。
But the way of our Lord is beyond that.
第三个。
The third.
我们能够信而顺服的。
We should trust and obey.
主有他在我们身上各种的带领。
The Lord has different leading in our life.
我们信得过他不会错。
We believe that he will never make any mistake.
我们愿意跟着他走。
And we're willing to follow him.
信而顺服是我们一生学的路。
And trust and obey is what we learn for our whole life.
千万不要说这只是姊妹的专权。
Don't think that only sisters have to learn this.
姊妹在家里要顺服丈夫，因为丈夫是头。
Why? Because the wife has to submit to the husband because the husband is the head of the house.
那姊妹在教会里面，这弟兄是做头的，这姊妹就要听弟兄的。
And then in the church, the brothers are the leader, and so the sisters have to submit.
你只要知道，姊妹们蒙头是一个顺服的记号。
The head covering is a sign of submission.
当弟兄看到姊妹蒙头的时候，那是告诉每一个弟兄，我们在主的面前都是蒙头。
And when the brothers see that sign of head covering, they have to know that we are submitting to the Lord.
因为在主的面前，我们每一个根本就是根本配不上。
Why? Because none of us are worthy.
所以我们都要站在蒙头的地位。
And so all of us have to be standing on the position with the head covering.
姊妹们不要以为蒙头很奇怪。
For sisters, don't think that head covering is very strange.
圣经告诉我们说，顺服是所有人该有的地位。
Because the position of submission should be for everyone.
但是神有他的 order, 有他的次序的。
But then God has his order.
他的次序说，我只要在姊妹头上有个记号。
His order is, I want the sign to be on the sister's head.
这个记号乃是告诉所有人在主的面前是蒙头的。
And that sign is to tell each and everyone that everyone is under that covering.
我们都是做一个顺服的。
And each of us has to be one who submits.
所以第四个点哈，我们要走里面的路。
And so the fourth is to go the inward way.
那我今天要讲第五个了。
Now we go to the fifth point.
我们读几段圣经好不好？
Let's read a few passages.
我们翻到利未记。
Leviticus.
利未记这个第八章。
Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章。创世纪下面哈，创出利第三卷书啊，利未记第八章第十四节。
Verse 14.
他牵了赎罪祭的公牛来， 亚伦和他儿子按手在赎罪祭公牛的头上，十五节，就宰了公牛，摩西用指头浇血，摸在坛上四角的周围，使坛洁净，把血倒在坛的角那里，使坛成圣，坛就洁净了。
And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his son laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it, and Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger and purified the altar.
第十八。
And poured the blood at the bottom of the altar and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it.
18-19节。 他奉上燔祭的公绵羊，亚伦和他儿子按手在羊的头上，就宰了公羊，摩西把血洒在坛的周围。
And he brought the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his son laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about.
22-24节。
And then 22-24.
他又奉上第二节公绵羊，就是承接圣职之礼的羊，亚伦和他儿子按手在羊的头上，就宰了羊，摩西把些血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又带亚伦的儿子来，把些血抹在他们的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又把血洒在坛的周围。
And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his son laid their hand upon the head of the ram, and he slew it, and Moses took the blood of itand put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, upon the thumb of his right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's son and Moses, put on the blood upon the tip of their right ear, upon the thumbs of their right hand, upon the great toes of their right feet, and Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about.
罗马书十二章第一节。
And then turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
你们应该都会背了。
You probably can already memorize it.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
所以第五个点。
Fifth point.
就是我们要。这个恢复到奉献，真实的奉献。
The fifth point is to be restored to the point of real consecration.
如果我们一直信主这些年没有真实的奉献
，If we believe all so many years, but we have not really consecrated ourselves,
我们需要补这个课。
Then we need to take remedial lesson on this.
我们刚刚读旧约利未记
，We read The Old Testament Leviticus.
你知道我们看到亚伦他们是祭司。
Now Aaron is a priest.
他们就祭司能够来侍奉神。
And only priests can come serve the Lord.
你看到他第一个先要赎罪。
Now first, they have to have sin offering.
第二个，他需要他那个燔祭是蒙神的悦纳。
And that offering has to be acceptable to the Lord.
必须这个人神悦纳他了。
This person has to be accepted by the Lord.
然后他这个承接圣职之礼，血是洒在他右耳、右手的大拇指、右脚的大拇指。
And then afterwards, after the offering, the blood is on the right ear, on the right thumb, and on the right toe.
你要知道这个奉献。这个 consecration 就是从这里来的。
And consecration is from this passage.
这里讲到，当你要侍奉神的时候，你必须是一个奉献的人。
To be one who's serving the Lord, you have to be a consecrated one.
神救我们来就是要来侍奉他。
Now the Lord save us so we can serve Him.
如果我们不是一个奉献的人，我们就不知道怎么侍奉他。
But if we are not consecrated person, we do not know how to serve him.
我们只会照我们自己意思来侍奉，不会照他的意思来侍奉。
Because we will serve him according to our own ways rather than according to his ways.
当我们读到罗马书十二章第一节的时候，
And so when we read Romans chapter 1,
他说你
chapter 12,
他说你当作活祭是神所喜悦的。
Chapter 12:1 it says, you are a living sacrifice, a holy acceptable to God.
你看到在利未记里面，他必须先蒙悦了，他才能够奉献的。
You have to be accepted by God first in Leviticus before you can serve.
所以我们奉献是神悦纳。
Now this consecration is acceptable to God.
然后他下一句说，你们如此侍奉。
And then it's following that it says how you serve.
亚伦跟他的儿子，他们当祭司，他们做大祭司啊，但是当祭司的话，他们是为着来侍奉的。
Aaron and his son, Aaron is the high priest and the son is priest, they have to come serve the Lord.
所以你要知道奉献乃是要我们要有奉献我们才能够来侍奉我们的主。
So there should be consecration first and then we can serve the Lord.
但是今天这个奉献这个事情已经太多人不提了。
But today, there are many who do not mention about consecration anymore.
我们一直以为只有某某人需要奉献的。
We feel only certain few need to consecrate themselves.
只有传道人需要奉献的。
Only the preachers have to be consecrated.
圣经告诉我们都是君尊的祭司。
But the Bible said we are the royal priesthood.
我们的主是大祭司。
Well, our Lord is the high priest.
我们都是祭司。
And we are all priests.
所以我们需要奉献而来侍奉我们的主。
So we need to consecrate ourselves and then come serve the Lord.
我们来翻一节圣经哈，我们翻到马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
昨天我跟年轻的弟兄姊妹看了这一节圣经。
Yesterday, look at this verse with the younger brothers and sisters.
马太福音第七章第十三十四节。第七章 13-14.
Yeah, okay, 7:13-14.
他这里说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter ye and at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. But because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it.
你要知道这段话很多人借用信主跟不信主来做一个对比。
Many people use this verse to contrast between believing and non-believers.
信主的是走进窄门走窄路，是走小路；不信主的走宽门走大路。
The way they explain, the believers take the narrow way. The unbelievers take the broad way.
但是这段话是主对门徒说的。
But these words actually the Lord spoke to the disciples.
这段话是对所有信徒讲的。
This verse is speaking to believers.
信了主的人，很多基督徒是进宽门走大路的。
So many Christians are actually going in the wide gate and going on the broad way.
所以主在这里说，这是引导你灭亡的。
And that leads to destruction.
这个灭亡不是你失去永生下地狱。
Now this destruction does not mean you're going to lose your salvation and go to hell.
乃是讲到你所有主要给你的福分你都没有，你这一生是浪费枉费了一生。
This means that you have lost all the blessing that the Lord wants to give you and your life is wasted.
主要信他的人能够进窄门走小路。
The Lord wants the believers to enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow way.
这是奉献的路。
And that is the way of consecration.
圣经怎么讲？找着的人很少。
And then the Bible says that those who find it are very few.
很少神的儿女愿意走上这样的路。
There are very few children of God who wants to take this way.
我昨天特别要弟兄姊妹注意的，这里讲了两个事情。
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention about two things.
一个是门，一个是路。
One is the door, the other is the way.
门是给你进出的。
a door is for you to enter and go out.
路是给你走的。
And the way is for you to walk.
在基督徒的成长整个的路程里面。
In the way for spiritual growth for Christians.
我们就是过一个门，过个门槛开始走路。
We pass a door threshold and then we start walking.
弟兄姊妹，我们人属灵一直往天一直往上走的时候，你有很多门槛要过的。
As you go, grow, then you have a lot of threshold to cross.
你一定要过门槛才有路走。
You have to cross the door threshold, then you can have the way.
今天很多人走走走，遇到一个门槛，就一辈子没过这个门槛。
Many people walk and then they bump into a threshold and then they get stuck.
他想我不过这个门槛，可以继续走前面的路。
They think I don't have to pass through this threshold, but I can still walk.
没门。
No, there's no door anymore.
你一定要过这个门槛，你才能够走前面的路。
You need to cross this threshold to walk that way.
所以我们说门与路要过关走路。
That's why we said you have to enter that gate and then you walk.
我们有些关卡就是过不过。
Now there are certain doorways that we cannot get into.
奉献是一个关卡。
The consecration is one of them.
许多人过不了这个关卡。
Many people cannot pass through this.
我们一直走，你不要以为前面就没关卡，还突然又出现一个关卡。
But don't think as you go along, there's going to be another door.
我们的面子，我们的自尊可能是一个很大的关卡。
Maybe our faith, our self-respect. That's another door.
你发现我们要认识我们的主，许多的关卡要走。
In order to know our Lord, we have to pass through many hurdles.
人在地上都是说，我要得什么东西给我，我要得什么，我要得东西。
For people, all we want is we want to gain something.
弟兄姊妹，如果你好好读圣经的话
，But if you really read the Bible carefully,
圣经说你属灵生命要长的是你失去多少。
If you want to grow, you have to let go.
你愿意舍下多少？
How much are you willing to give up?
你愿意放下多少？
How much are you willing to let go?
所以很多朋友们说，我一定要做到什么样我才信主。
Many non-believers said, I have to get this to achieve this, then I will believe.
他们误会了，因为我们这里有很多关卡要过的。
They misunderstand because actually there are many thresholds to go through.
信主是一个门槛要过的。
The first threshold door is to believe.
我们信了主开始走。
And then after you believe, you start walking.
我们前面有不断的关卡。
And then there are many, many doors ahead of you.
这些关卡是让我们愿意要主求主帮助我一个关卡一个关卡走。
And if you really want the Lord, may the Lord help us to cross each of those doors.
我们每次过关卡都好像死路一条。
Every time we're going to pass through one of these, it seems like a dead end.
但是当你过这个关卡，你才发现原来是有路的。
But once you get over it, then you discover there is a road.
不是死路。
It's not a dead end.
过了就有一条路走。
After you cross over, there's a way.
我也跟弟兄姊妹交通过。
I also share this with brothers and sisters.
雅各的一生。
In the life of Jacob,
就是我们最好的写照。
It is the best example for us to learn from.
雅各在哪里他真的奉献了呢？
When did he really consecrate himself?
雅各够狡诈的。
He is a very shrewd person.
我们很多人都很同情以扫。
Many of us sympathize with Esau.
这么好的人，这么孝顺的儿子，神说是我所恶的，英文是 hate 的，我所恨的。
He seems to be a very obedient child, but then God said, I hated Esau.
圣经是用 hate, 神恨。
God used the strong word hate.
为什么呢？以扫对主一点兴趣都没有。
Why? Because Esau is not interested in God.
雅各在人看来坏死了，但是他对主他非常有兴趣。
Jacob, in the eyes of men, is very bad. But he has an interest in the Lord.
如果你对主没兴趣的话，神根本没法在你身上做任何的事。
If you have no desire for the Lord cannot do anything with you.
但只要你有一点点要求的心，不管你多坏，神都能够救你。
But as long as you have even a small desire, the Lord can do something.
雅各一生最大的转捩点就在亚伯渡口。
The greatest turning point for Jacob is in Fort Jabbok.
他的天然的本事很大，那个使者都说打他不过，没办法，跟他摔跤都赢不了他。
His natural man is very strong because even the angel cannot wrestle, you know, get over him.
你会发现我们很难顺服的人。
We are very difficult person to submit.
我们整天跟神就是来来回回，就是说神你不行不行，你一定要做这个，不我服不下来的。
Then all the time we are arguing with the Lord and said.Unless you do this, I'm not going to submit.
但神很奇妙，神常常不勉强。那我走，我走。
And but the Lord does not force us, and He said, "Okay, I'm going to leave."
这雅各就怕了，说你没给我祝福，你走了，我前面怎么面对？前面这么多路要走。
But for Jacob, he was afraid. He said, "If you leave me, how can I face all this, you know, future ahead of me?"
就在这个关卡，他说：“你一定要祝福我。”
And then, so in this crossroad, Jacob said, "You have to bless me."
这就是 F.B. Meyer 的祷告。我服不下来，我最后一个钥匙交不出去。但是他跟主说 ，"Make me willing," 让我愿意。
This is exactly the prayer of F.B. Meyer because he cannot let go, but he said to the Lord, "Lord, make me willing."
说主回来把他最后一根钥匙抢拿走。
And so the Lord turned around and grabbed that last key of his.
神的使者把雅各的大腿窝摸了一把。
And the angel of the Lord touched the sinew of Jacob's thigh.
从那一个开始，雅各往前走，他是一个瘸腿的人。
And then from then on, Jacob became a lame man.
他可以想说，我还是很有力，因为大腿是人的最有力的地方，我还是很有力。一走不行，我瘸的，跑不动。
The thigh is really the most, the strongest part of a man. So Jacob might say, I can still walk, but, you know, he has lost that strength.
在雅各的身上从那天开始有个记号，他是一个瘸子。
And from that day on, there's a mark in Jacob because now he's lame.
神把他改名从雅各改成以色列。
And then the Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都说我们蒙恩得救。
All of us said that we have been saved by grace.
在你身上有记号。
Is there a mark in you?
是神摆下来的。
It is from the Lord.
我们很多人说我奉献。
Many of us said, I have consecrated myself.
神在你身上有记号。
But has the Lord put a mark on you?
那个记号是给我一动，我就发现动不了。
That mark will let you realize that once you want to move, you can't.
当我觉得我很有，我绝对可以做这个事，哎，发现不行
啊。When you think, oh, I can definitely do it, but then I can't.
因为那个记号就提醒你，你已经不再是你的人，是属我的。
Because that mark will tell you you're not your own, but mine.
这个叫做奉献。
This is consecration.
我以前自傲的，我很有。我很有 confidence, 我很有信心能够做的，我现在没掉。
Before I have great self-confidence, I can do it, but now I lost that.
我心中的信心是建立在我的主身上。
Today, my faith is on the Lord himself.
因着我的主，我可以有信心的。
It's because of the Lord, then I have faith.
因为这个记号在我身上太清楚，太显明。
Because this mark in me is so clear.
只有这个，我们开始走上奉献的。
Only this can we take the way of consecration.
我可以不知道怎么样，但是我知道我今天完全是主 captured 的人，主得着的人。
Maybe I don't know anything, but I know that I'm captured by the Lord.
圣经里面有些例子。
Now there are few examples in the Bible.
拉撒路的姐姐玛利亚。
Lazarus' sister Mary.
她可以把一个。真拿到香膏献给主。
She can give that nard to the Lord.
你知道这个是那时代的女孩子从年轻就一直存，一直存下来准备出嫁用的。
This is something that at that time the women will try to save so that they can use it when they get married.
他一个瓶子是差不多一个人基本的一年的薪水。
That little jar is a year's worth of salary.
你知道五六万块美金啊。
So in today's term, maybe it's 50,000-60,000 a year.
全倒在耶稣身上。
But she poured the whole thing on Jesus.
他那个玉瓶。
And that jade vase.
也很贵的。
It's also very, very expensive.
有人说你要倒，你就开个口倒就好了。
Maybe it would be wiser to just open the cap a little.
玛利亚是把玉瓶整个瓶子也打碎。
But for Mary.She broke that alabaster jar.
这个瓶子跟我的主没什么好比的。
Why? Because that vase is nothing compared to my Lord.
我既然愿意把真拿达香膏一年的薪水都倒在主的身上，这个瓶子也可以倒。
Since I'm willing to pour that one year's salary on the Lord, this alabaster jar can be broken too.
因为在他身上，他遇见主，他身上有他的记号。
Because she has met the Lord and she has a mark in her life.
保罗
Paul
他说我看万事如粪土。
He said that I see everything as dung.
我以认识我主基督为至宝。
To me, the precious thing is to know the Lord.
我告诉你，保罗在他身上有记号。
Again, there's a mark in Paul's life.
他在今天他是一个很几个 PhD 的一个人。
Today, he's like one who has multiple
PhD.
He is very, very wise.
对神非常的热心的。
He is very zealous for the Lord.
那神在他身上打下来了。
But the Lord just break him and hit him.
他能够说，我今天认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And then he can say that I know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果不认识我们的主
，If we do not know our Lord，
我能够放什么呢
？How can we let go of anything for Him？
有一首诗歌，我常跟年轻弟兄姊妹唱。
There's a song I sing with young brothers and sisters。
放下为自己所抓住的。
Let go of what you are grabbing for yourself。
放手交给我的主。
Let go and give it to the Lord。
如果我们要我们的眼光有所改变
If we want to have a change in our perspective
如果我们想我们心思要有点 更正
And if we want our minds to be renewed
只有把自己奉献给主
Then we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord
罗马书十二章第二节说神能够更新我们的想法
And that's why in Romans 12:2 it says the Lord can renew our minds
你知道我们这个人就好像一个房间
We are like a room.
Or 我们是一个房子。
Or maybe we are a house.
你的房子是谁做主人？这个房子是什么用法
？Who is the master of this house? The house will function the way of the master.
如果房主是喜欢跳舞的人
，If the owner loves to dance，
他的房子常常给人开 party 来跳舞。
Then that house will be a place for partying, for dancing.
如果你是一个爱赌博的人
If you are one who loves to gamble,
你的房子常常请人回来赌博
Then your house will be a house for gambling.
今天我们知道，如果你是一个吸毒的人
Today, if you're an addict,
你的家里常常邀请人来吸毒
Then you will invite people to come have drugs with you.
如果你是一个愿意爱主的人
But if you're one who loves the Lord,
你的房子、你的家常常邀请人到你家聚会。
Then you will want people to come to your house for a gathering.
我们这个人，我们如果能够让主做我们的主人
，If we can let the Lord be our master,
我们这个人就能够彰显我们的主。
Then We can manifest our Lord.
最后我讲一个在德国一个礼拜堂啊，它有个牌坊。
There is a church building in Germany.
这个一个碑啊，碑
monument. Oh, a monument.
它上面这样写，他说这是主说的话，
This is the word of the Lord.
他说你称我为主，你从来不听我。
You said I am your Lord, but you never listen to me.
你称我是道路，你从来没走过这条路上。
You said I am a way, but you're never on this road.
你称我为生命，你不盼望从我得着生命。
You said I am life, but you do not want the life from me.
你称我为全智，但是你不来跟随我。
You said that I'm in control, but
all wisdom.
Oh, 全智。You said that I'm all wisdom, but you don't want to follow me.
你说我是全丰，丰富，但是你不来求告我。
You said I'm all sufficient, but you don't depend on me.
你说我是尊贵的，但是你不来侍奉我。
You said I'm royal and noble, but you do not serve me.
你说我是公义的，但是你不敬畏我。
You said I'm righteous, but you do not honor me.
我最后一句，如果我要来定你的不是，请你不要怪我。
If I want to condemn all your wrongs, you cannot complain or you cannot complain.
哎，我读到这一篇哈，这很是我们今天的写照。
This is what's happening to us today.
我们只要主对我们一切的好。
We only want the good from the Lord.
我能为主有所摆上。
But can we give anything to the Lord?
说今天第五个点讲到奉献。
The fifth point about consecration.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看这件事。
Do not belittle this consecration.
奉献不是要你的命。
He is not wanting your life.
但是在我们许多人听这个，差不多是要我的命的。
But to many of us, he wants our life.
不容易，但可行的。
It's not easy, but it's possible.
发现前面的路，你会发现充满了这个期待，主在我们身上怎么带。
But you will discover that you will look forward to how the Lord will lead you.
我们最后唱一首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing a hymn.
我们翻到圣徒诗歌312首。诗歌312首。
312.
All for Jesus, I surrender all. 全有的奉献。
All to Jesus, I surrender.
这第二节哈，他这第二句话，他说，在他脚前我俯伏。
Second verse says, humbly at his feet I bow.
第最后一节，有主收留我满足。
And then the last one, it says, all to Jesus I surrender, all the
有主收第二节的第四句话。
The last phrase in second verse, take me, Jesus, take me now.
中文呢是讲就是说，主愿意收留我，我就满足。
Oh, in the Chinese, it says, as long as the Lord is willing to take me, I will be satisfied.
第三节的第二句话，我今对你全归依。
The third verse says, today I give all to you.
第四节第二句话，我今仰望等候。
And the fourth, it says, today I wait upon you.
这个英文第四节后两句话说，主充满我，用你的爱与能力充满我，使你要在我身上的祝福与引导能够在我身上。
And then, but in the English it says, fill me with thy love and power, let thy blessing fall on me.
第五节第二句话，圣火将我烧干。
And then the fifth verse says, to have that sacred flame fall on me.
所以好不好，我们就把这首诗歌唱完，我们一起有点祷告。
And so let's sing this hymn and then we'll pray.
中英文都行哈。
English or for Chinese.
尽我所有归给耶稣， 甘心乐意全奉献。 我尽一生热爱救主， 天天活在他面前，
三姐会唱英文就唱英文。
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior holy thy, may thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine, I surrender.
Lord, give us a great desire to know you.
主，我们不愿意像以扫对你完全没有心意的。We
don't want to be like Esau, who's not interested in you.
主，虽然我们可能很坏，或者我们可能很多都不对，但是主，给我们总要有心要你。Maybe
we're bad, there are many things that are wrong with us, but help us to want you.
主，给我们能够都走上这条真正蒙福的路。
That we will all walk this way of blessing.
我们能够一直过关, 一直走你要我们走的路。
That we will keep passing threshold and keep walking your way.
我们盼望在我们身上有你的记号在我身上。
That we will have a mark, your mark in our lives.
这个记号乃是告诉我我是永远属你的。
That this mark tells me that I belong to you forever.
你要负我一生的责任。
And you will be responsible for me, Lord.
我们就是要一直的跟随你。
And we want to continue following you.
但愿我们心中能够对说，我全然的奉献给你。
And that in my heart I say, I totally surrender and consecrate myself to you.
说当我们现在还有挣扎的时候。
And right now, if we still are wrestling,
主啊，求你查看。
Lord, may you look upon us.
不要放松你的手。
Lord, don't lose your grip.
不要任凭我们这样就走开了。
Don't let us just go away.
主啊，求你必须做成在我这个人的身上。
May you accomplish what you want in me.
我们能够最终成为一个奉献给你的人。
That truly at the end, we will be one who's totally consecrated to you.
听我们在心中对你从深处的呼求。
Hear our deepest cry to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们聚会都到此。